do you feel about being down here? Why did you come down?
I was down here on Sunday for his birthday, and it was the first NBA game I've seen this year. I missed it. I mean, I just missed the game, really. And we came down here to cheer on the Sonics, not the Thunder. I mean, we're used to these. You know, we've been around these players and worked with these players at events and all sorts of stuff. And Nick was actually a neighbor of mine, and so we came to cheer on the Sonics. You know. I mean, I'm not a big Blazers fan. I like the team because of Brandon Roy at UW and stuff. We went to school. I went to UW for school, but we're just gonna cheer on the Sonics.
Well, obviously, you know the players though, having worked for the team.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're gonna be booing Nick Collison?
No, I'm not booing anybody. I mean, I love the NBA. I wouldn't boo any player out here. I'm gonna support the players that were up in Seattle that were good to our community and stuff like that. And, Knicks, I mean, everybody still loves these players up in Seattle. All our employees still love them. I mean, it's just hard to watch them in this uniform, I guess. But other than that, I mean, I'm going to cheer them on. We're going to be Let's Go Sonics chants, stuff like that.
Well, you're sending a pretty strong message.
Yeah. Well, this is for him to carry around. But I didn't realize I made it so big he can't even carry it. It's like actual size.
What is his name?
Zach.
C-A-C-H?
Yeah. And
how old is he?
He just turned two last Sunday at the Blazers next game.
He's been going to the Sonics since he was 3 months old.
Really?
Yeah.
She actually lives down here. Bruce, my sister, she lives in Portland, but they used to travel up to the games so I could get him tickets to the Sonics game, so they'd bring him up, and so that's where he's got the jersey and everything.
Buy tickets here.
So now you gotta buy and come down here.
Yeah, so we came down. We came down just I feel like my life I wouldn't be satisfied if I missed this game. You know, this is something I wanted to be at and see. So, we're here just to cheer on the Sonics. I mean,
so you're cheering on the Sonics, but how are you approaching the Thunder?
Ignoring them altogether. But when they're here right now, they're the Sonics to us. So.
So you needed this for closure?
There isn't going to be closure. That's for sure. There's no real closure. If anything, it's kind of sad just to think about. But I mean, for tonight, we're just gonna ignore the uniforms and cheer on the Sonics, I guess.
Is that GP jersey?
Yeah, Gary Payton.
And then what?
He's got Durant.
Get the Durant.
Yeah.
Bittersweet being here. Well, how do you feel?
Yeah, definitely bittersweet. I mean, when I was here just on Sunday, it wasn't even the Thunder playing. I got emotional just because I missed the game. I mean, I missed working these games. I miss all of it. I just miss the atmosphere. And you see a full arena of people passionately cheering for their fan, for their team. I miss doing that. You know, like, I grew up a Sonics fan. I had a season tickets with my dad when I was a little kid, and we used to go to every game. And so I just miss it. I mean, I it's my team. It's my favorite sports franchise in all of sports. And they're in Oklahoma City now, so I mean, for us, just come down and play. It's not a long trip. Come down here and watch them, and just kind of ignore the jersey, pretend like they're still the Sonics for a night. So should be fun. I mean,
are you hopeful that the NBA will return to Seattle? Or
I mean, I'm confident it will. Seattle's too big of a market, and it's too good of a city. I mean, we have fans that will support the team once they're back. I mean, I don't think that's an issue. It's just kind of a messed up situation how it happened. Other than that, I think the NBA will be back in Seattle. It's like, without a doubt. It's just kind of a shame that after 40 years of the same, you know, same team, same franchise, they had to move into Oklahoma City. It's not like it. I mean, Seattle's still a good marketplace. We'll have a team. We have fans. I mean, there's going to be a lot of Sonics. I already see over there a bunch of other Sonics employees. There's a lot of people that came down for this. I mean, it's definitely not closure, but it's something we felt we had to be a part of. I would just feel unsatisfied if I didn't make it down here, you know. So,
thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. But you just got to ignore the jerseys, I guess, at this point. Just root for your team that you remember. I'm rooting for individuals. You know, Nick Collison, he's a great guy. He was a great Sonic. Awesome in our community. Kevin Durant was only there a year, but he was amazing. Everybody loved him. Everybody adopted him as a Sonic. So, I mean, we really just missed the game. Really. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We just miss having a team to root for. And this is a big game. This is the biggest game. This is bigger than the NBA Finals for me, you know? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I missed this game because it's just too big. It's obviously a lot of controversy in it, but if you come down and just enjoy the basketball and it's all about a matter of just missing the game, really.